and tomorrow. This is NPR.
Hi, sorry for that. We just had a technical difficulty. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:33. Some Tennessee school districts are adding or testing panic alarms as part of their emergency response measures. This includes a state-funded pilot program for some districts. Other districts have decided to pay their own way for the devices. This includes Lenoir City, where Chief Operating Officer Chip Orr says other school attacks spurred the decision.
The shooting in Nashville was one of the things that prompted us to get this system. There's no question about it, because that was part of the conversation.
Panic alarms can be worn on lanyards, and teachers and staff are trained to click a button to immediately communicate the type of emergency and their location, including to local first responders. Coming up later this hour, next hour, you can hear more reporting on how some districts are pushing for additional state funding to cover the cost of panic alarms. An event at the Thompson Station Elementary and Middle Schools prevented voters from participating in last week's elections. The schools were hosting a back-to-school event, even though the signs indicated this was the correct voting location. According to one couple who spoke to WSMV, no polling booths were set up. The couple says they were told by someone in the sheriff's department that voting was closed, and they were redirected instead to the Longview Rec Center in Spring Hill, but they didn't make it in time. Williamson County election administrators say they will suggest that the school functions not be held at polling places on election day. They also say that the people who were redirected, who redirected the voters, were not polling officials. As always, you'll find more local news at WPLN.org. You are listening to 90.3 WPLN Nashville Public Radio.